The glorious spirit of annexation is spreading like a prairie fire up the Rio del Norte and rattling the dried bones in New Mexico. Two-thirds of the people demand annexation as the only means to escape tyranny, while both Americans and Mexicans are making large land purchases in anticipation. The St. Louis Reporter, signed Cortez.
We waited at Bent's Fort while Colonel Kearny's troops went on ahead, and then our caravan continued. Susan McGoffin.
We come as friends to make you part of the Republic of the United States. In our government, all men are equal, and every man has the right to serve God according to his own heart. Your families shall be free, your women secure. My soldiers shall take nothing but what they pay for. You are no longer Mexican subjects, but American citizens. General Stephen Kearny, from a rooftop on the plaza, Las Vegas, New Mexico, August 15th, 1846.
Sometimes it seems as if the whole world is changing.
Or at least in motion, little one, rolling on.
Or going to war.
An army under my command hereby takes possession of New Mexico in the name of the Confederate States to liberate the people from the yoke of usurpers.